I got another great email. Oh, actually, I want to tell you this. I was in Atlanta the last 3 or 4 days for an internet conference. And this kind of relates to the email because I got a email yesterday about how soon should you backfill a new foundation, a new foundation wall. That's a great question. Now, it depends on the type of foundation wall it is. But I was at this house. I was inspecting a house for a friend of mine yesterday in Atlanta. It was a house built, in the 1950s. We have a lot of them here in town. It was a ranch house. And it had a concrete block foundation wall. And I just happened to go down to the basement with him. We're looking at a couple other things. And I walk over to the wall and I said, "Look, Brad," I said, "this wall's starting to fail." And he said, "What?" Because he had no idea. He hadn't even looked at it. And it's very, very typical for a lot of these block foundation walls. About 4 feet up off the floor, you'll see a crack in the horizontal bed joint of that mortar. And he was like stunned. And I said, "Don't worry, it's really, really in the early stages. It's not a big deal, and it's not too hard to fix. There's quite a few different solutions to do it," but he's considering an enormous rehab of this house. And I had suggested to him that what they probably should do is actually go outside, completely excavate around the outside of the house. There's not any landscaping to save to speak of for two reasons. Number one, it's going to allow them to actually waterproof the outside of this foundation, because there is a significant water problem. But number two, they can knock a hole in the top course of some of these block, insert a thin pencil rod, 3/8 inch diameter rod, and then fill those cores with a mixture of pea gravel concrete, a slurry. And once that hardens up, those foundation walls are going to be stable as can be. But the key thing is to waterproof it. You know, he wants to make sure he does that. But as far as the time to backfill, you got to realize that with concrete, even after a poured concrete wall, and a lot of the concrete walls around town here do not have vertical reinforcing steel. It's really important if you're building a new home. You'll always see the guys put in the horizontal rods at the bottom, at the top, but it's the vertical steel that helps prevent cracks that run horizontally across these walls. Because don't forget that those basement retaining walls, they are just they're just retaining walls. That's all they are. And, you know, you need to... You need to make sure that you don't put the dirt against it too fast, because the concrete, even though you pour it and the next day it seems nice and strong, it's really not that strong. It takes 28 days for regular concrete under ideal conditions to achieve just 75% of its strength. So if I were you, and if you've got a good line of communication with your builder, try not to backfill those foundation walls for a minimum of 2 to 3 to maybe 4 weeks. The builders are going to cry and scream, but you know what? That's too bad. You want that foundation wall to be nice and strong before you backfill it.